we read in Genesis chapter 14, after Abraham came back from war with his servants, and he rescued Lot and his family from King Chedorlaomer, it says that he met Melchizedek, who was the king of Salem. Now, the king of Salem was the high priest of the Most High God. He was after, it says Jesus was after the order of Melchizedek. And when he met him, it says that Melchizedek brought the bread and the wine, basically communion. Now, Salem is what is now Jerusalem. Now, some people say that Melchizedek was the son of Shem. We find that that could be possible. Others say it's an angel. Some say it's Jesus Christ himself. God did not make that clear in his word, but we do know that he represented Christ as a high priest. And when he met him, the scriptures say that Abraham gave tithe of all. That is 10%. 10%. We're talking about the revelation of the tithe. There is a revelation that I believe the Holy Spirit wants you to receive, that you will walk in faith as you give. Now, when Melchizedek saw Abraham, the word of God says that he blessed him. And he says, "Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth." We must get a revelation, first of all, of who we are giving to. And that is the Most High God, El Elyon, the Most High. You see, there is no God that is greater than he is. There is none higher. Man has walked on the moon, but God is greater. God goes beyond all the galaxies. Space is compacted in our God. Heaven is his throne and earth is his footstool. That is a mighty, big, big God. That's why when we were children, we would sing, "He's got the whole world in his hands." He does. He's the Most High God. When we give the 10% of all of our income to him, the first thing we must realize that we're giving to El Elyon, the Most High God. And we are blessed. It says in verse 19, "And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abraham," or Abram, "of the Most High El Elyon God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High El Elyon, who has delivered your enemies into your hand." And he gave him tithe of all. Wow. When you give to God, when you give the 10%, when you give your offerings, keep in mind, yes, it may be going into your church's account, or it may be going into He's Alive Radio or into another ministry, but get a revelation that it's going to God. That's how we give to God. We don't throw money up in the air hoping He'll catch it, and if He does, that's His. No, we give to His work, and it's the Most High God. We'll come back tomorrow. Right here on The Winning Life.